I was talking to Alex Robinson, editor-in-chief of Outdoor Life, when he mentioned all kinds of hunting apps on a phone, other technologies. I had a question for him. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We have scopes that are almost mini computers. They can work out windage and muzzle velocity and all this kind of stuff. And then you got a phone. Do you worry that this is becoming a shooting fish in a barrel scenario?
You know, there's definitely concern about that. Like any of us who spend a lot of time hunting, you know, we really value the challenge of it. If you use technology, rely on technology so much that it starts to erode that challenge, at what point are you no longer hunting and basically just shooting? But I think you can see, if you kind of take a broad look at our hunting culture, you can actually see people using technology to hunt better, to hunt more efficiently, but then also intentionally making hunting harder on themselves. There's definitely an increase in traditional archery right now. There's a lot of folks switching to trad bows. It's a very popular trend. Now, those people are still using their phone. They're still navigating through these apps that I'm talking about, but they've decided, all right, I'm going to use technology for these aspects of the hunt, but then on this specific side, mastering how to shoot a traditional bow, getting very close to the game that they hunt, they want to take that challenge. That part of the hunt, the challenges, that's what gets them excited.
So back to the basics. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.